This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
It's been about 34 years since that depressing advice was offered in the film The Graduate. Now, a Broadway adaptation of The Graduate, starring Kathleen Turner and Alicia Silverstone, is in previews and opens in less than 2 weeks. The show has already broken a record. It has the highest advance sales for a play in Broadway history. On today's Fresh Air, we're going to hear from three people behind the film The Graduate, starting with the star, Dustin Hoffman. The Graduate was one of the first films to depict the alienation young people felt from their parents' generation in the 60s. Hoffman played a college graduate who's returned to his parents' upper-middle-class suburban home. He's lost. He has no idea what to do with his life, although he knows his future isn't in plastics. One night after a party thrown by his parents in his honor, he's recruited to drive home Mrs. Robinson, the wife of his father's business partner. Mrs. Robinson, played in the film by Anne Bancroft, convinces a reluctant Benjamin to come into the house. She puts on some mood music and gives him a drink.
May I ask you a question? What do you think of me?
What do you mean?
You've known me nearly all your life. You must have formed some opinion of me.
Well, I always thought that you were a very nice person.
Did you know I was an alcoholic?
What?
Did you know that?
Look, I think I should be going.
Sit down, Benjamin.
Mrs. Robinson, if you don't mind my saying so, this conversation is getting a little strange. Now, I'm sure that Mr. Robinson will be here any minute now.
No.
What?
My husband will be back quite late. He should be gone for several hours.
Oh, my God.
Pardon?
Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Robinson, you didn't... I mean, you didn't expect...
What?
I mean, you didn't really think I'd do something like that.
Like what?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
For God's sake, Mrs. Robinson. Here we are. You got me into your house. You give me a drink. You... put on music, now you start opening up your personal life to me and tell me your husband won't be home for hours.
So?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Well, he guessed right, and she succeeds, but after they've started their affair, he falls in love with Mrs. Robinson's daughter. In 1999, Hoffman talked about the director of The Graduate when I asked him to tell me who gave him the best advice on acting in movies.
Probably Mike Nichols in The Graduate, who told me almost every day two things. Three things. One was stop acting.
Don't do... I thought he meant get a new career. No. Well, he just
sure
went tone it down, right.
He probably thought that. Uh-huh. But he would say, you're acting, don't act, don't do anything, because you are doing so much in front of a camera by not doing what you think is anything. I mean, you're on whatever it is, 70 feet of screen. You're already interesting. And the audience is doing a lot of the work for you even. I mean, you don't have to do their work for them. And he said, if I did something he didn't like, he'd said, what did you do that take? And I would tell him. And he would say, why? And I would tell him the reason. And he would look at me, he says, oh, I get it. Okay, on this next take, when you get an idea in the middle of the scene, do the opposite. And that was really a smart thing to say. And then the third thing he did 5 or 6 times a day was tell me to clean the inside of my nose, which...
is actually the most helpful,
which has kept me on the marquee for
giving
all
you
this long.
Is that important? Hasn't a good take ever been ruined by an embarrassing you know what in your nose?
Yes, but now with digital, they can just it's costly,
really,
but they can take a lot of boogers out that they couldn't do.
Dustin Hoffman, 1968 was the year of The Graduate, and because of that movie, I think you were probably seen in part as a representative of your generation. And I was wondering what that experience was like for you.
You know, I was 29 going on 30, and I have a, when you mentioned that, I have a fixed memory of going to some, being invited to some college, because actually I went from an unemployed actor, actually someone on the unemployment line, to doing the graduate, and suddenly I'm thrust into stardom, and the next thing I know is I'm supporting McCarthy for president and flying around the country with one of his daughters in a little airplane to all these colleges, trying to, you know, get votes for Eugene McCarthy, from an unemployment line to that in a few months. And I remember being in a college somewhere in the country, and the kids kind of having this glaze in their eye of, oh, the new icon has arrived. And I systematically set out to kind of dethrone myself. and I said, guys, I just played a part. I'm an actor, and I'm not your age. I'm 30 years old, and that's just a guy I played, and it really has very little to do with me. I just wanted to be this actor, and I really wanted to avert the curse of being called a star.
Dustin Hoffman recorded in 1999.